W. Heard Jr. and John A. Murray III, or sorry, Murphy III, seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, sections 115-34B, 115-182D, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of William F. Street, approximately 242 feet east of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 38272 William F. Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 95. Specifically, they are seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the side and a 6.2-foot variance from the deck for the front. We did receive two letters in support. One is from Kathleen A. Price, saying this is a letter is in support of the zoning variance request to be heard tonight for Mr. Heard and Mr. Murphy, that she resides in a home adjacent to the above-mentioned property and fully supported the application. The next letter is from Mickey Green. This letter concerns case 11708, and they're seeking variances from the home, and they live directly across from the street from that property. And they offer their full support and their efforts to seek approval for said variances, and they welcome them to the neighborhood. And then we did receive one mail return and no letters in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, is that straight across the street, you say, William Street, their approval?
They said they were directly across the street from okay. them. Their address would have been 38267 William F. Street.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John W. Heard, 38272 William F. Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members. Thank
evening,
you.
Sir.
For the record, I'm Chad Meredith with the law firm of Hudson Jones, Jarek & Fisher, representing your applicants here tonight, John Heard and John Murphy III, who are current owners of the property. Again, this is on William F. Street, which is also in the subdivision known as Dodd's Addition. Dodd's Addition was created back in the 30s or 40s, and some of you may more affectionately know it as Forgotten Mile in between Rehoboth and Dewey. And so if you've passed it, I'm sure you've realized that there has been quite a lot of development there in Dodd's Addition. Most of these lots in Dodd's Addition are built upon, and so it's a highly developed area. With the application was submitted a survey performed by Foresight Services, and I guess a little bit of a background to this. When Mr. Heard and Murphy were purchasing property, we came upon an open building permit from 1983. That open building permit was for, I believe it was coded as MSAS, and calling in, we were told that was miscellaneous accessory. At the time that we called in, the guess was that that was probably a fence, and Mr. Heard and Mr. Murphy had not yet acquired a survey, so an inspector was sent out, and the inspector actually said, it looks like your shed is too close to the line, and so that actually necessitated the survey. Once the survey was acquired, then we also saw the problem with the front deck. And so those are the two variances we're seeking here tonight. So the property is zoned MR, and MR, of course, has a front yard setback of 30 feet. Our problem here is the deck, which is located 23.8 feet off of the front lot line. The code does allow for a 5-foot open unenclosed deck to protrude up to 5 feet into the front yard. So, you know, I guess really the deck needs to be located 25 feet from the front lot line. We're at 23.8 feet. The other issue, as I mentioned, falls under section 115-185F for accessory buildings. There's a couple things involved with accessory buildings. I'm sure you are all aware of them. The first of which is they cannot be greater than 600 square feet in area. We are well below that threshold, 12.3 feet by 8.3 foot shed there on the left-hand side of the property comes in at just over 100 square feet. So no issues there. However, it is technically located in the side yard. Accessory buildings are allowed to be built in the rear yard. The code defines rear yard as a line extending along the back of the house. It needs to be behind that, not the line of the front of the house, so we're technically in the side yard. And the other issue is that these accessory buildings may be located 5 feet from either side lot line or rear lot line. You see here this shed is located at 1.6 feet from the side lot line. A little trace and title back in time. As I said, Mr. Hurd and Mr. Murphy are the current owners acquiring their property in September of 2015 from a Mr. Gerald Reckling Jr. That deed is recorded in deed book 4444, page 5. Mr. Reckling actually acquired the property through an inheritance of sorts. His parents purchased the property in 1980 from Francis and Margaret Desmond. That deed is in deed book 1009-213. Subsequently, Mr. Reckling's father passed away, and shortly thereafter, here in 2009, his mother passed away, and so Mr. Reckling became owner of the property. At settlement, when I brought up the open permit, he seemed a little flabbergasted. His parents having owned the property for so long, so many other properties being developed in the area, and there being so many other sheds also in people's side yards, he was a little taken aback. He has never received any complaints about either the shed or his front deck. Again, that deck is an open, unenclosed first floor deck. I touched on the records, at least for the shed, the open permit. That permit was dated 1983. There's one other permit that was for the dwelling, which was issued on November 29th, 1982, and it received planning and zoning compliance in March of 1983. I assume at the time that the deck was built. Of course, over the years, surveying techniques have caught up with us. Lasers and everything else are probably locating things a little bit better than they used to. For whatever reason, we currently are within the front yard setback. And turning to the standards for relief, a request for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show one, uniqueness. The property has some unique circumstances and conditions. We have a unique property here in that it's fairly narrow and long. It's also set, it looks about 10 or 15 feet off of William F. Street, so the front property line is not actually the street, which I guess could be a little deceiving when you're trying to place a deck. There is an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. The existing fence, which you see, separates the shed from the rear yard. There's also a fairly thick hedgerow that runs along that common boundary line between lot 14 and this lot 12, which would make it basically impossible for the shed to be moved into the rear yard from that side that it's located on. Also, where the shed sits, it could not be further moved over towards the house, as of course the house is in the way. And so there would be great costs needed to cost in time and in money, really, to move the shed all the way around to the other side, and you can imagine there would be some difficulties also associated with chopping off a little more than a foot of a deck, as that, especially that front foot, really has quite a bit of structure going on with it. Possibility of development. This property has long been developed. As I said, the dwelling and shed were both permitted in the early 80s, and both of them have been standing in their current location as long as Mr. Reckling, the prior owner, could remember, and his parents having built the structure. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. Again, it was built in the 80s when Mr. Reckling Sr. and his wife Eileen owned the property in the early 1980s. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this is a long-standing circumstance that's gone unnoticed and uncomplained of. In fact, two letters were just read in support, none in opposition. I was actually a little surprised to hear, and I think Mr. Hurd will be a little surprised as well. His neighbor directly next door to him, Mr. John Orsini, who owns the property closest to the shed, in verbal conversations assured that a letter would be sent in his support. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, but the conversation nonetheless did. And as I also mentioned, of course, Dodd's Addition is highly built up. a lot of homes have similar circumstances. Mr. Hurd walked around and doesn't want to raise too many red flags, but found numerous other sheds which appeared to be very close to lot lines. Of course, we have no idea if variances were issued in those particular cases or not. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property. Again, they're all well developed. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare, not only the length of these circumstances being in existence, but again, I think the two letters in support support that there is this is not detrimental to public welfare. Lastly, the extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. I am calling this a 1.2-foot variance from the front yard setback, and that, of course, takes into the fact that there is that allowance for an open, unenclosed first floor deck. I guess it's been advertised at 5.2 feet, which would pull us basically into the 30-foot, disregarding the 5-foot allowance for an open, unenclosed deck. And the request for variance for the 3.4 feet from the side lot line and to allow the shed to remain in the side yard is all that's needed to afford relief from the accessory building section, being section 115-185F. And variance is necessary to afford relief as the structures are already existing, have been for quite some time, and the applicant is seeking these variances to allow structures to remain in their place, and as they've stood for almost 20 years. Really, I don't even know if we would be here if we hadn't looked into the open building permit, and so we're just trying to clean things up a little bit on both of these issues. And Mr. Hurd, if you could. Were you listening to everything as stated by me?
Yes, I was.
And would you say that it is true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And we would ask that you approve these variance requests, and we'll field any questions.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
No questions.
Just to make sure I understand, the request for the front yard is what again?
It's 6.2, but staff would note we didn't include the steps, which looked to be about another foot and a half, 2 feet into the front yard setback, so which would make it a 8.2-foot variance if we do the 2 foot into the front yard setback.
Okay.
The only thing on the application is 1.2 feet.
Right. They did that as we had been doing, or staff had been doing. It's a 30-foot front yard. They could encroach 5 feet into the front yard setback, and then you'd take the addition that it's further encroaching, which would have been 1.2-foot variance. But if we're doing it from the 30-foot front yard setback, it would be an 8.2 to the steps.
Yeah, just to clarify that for the record and also for Mr. Meredith's edification, the code reads that those things can encroach up to 5 feet. But that doesn't mean the setback is different. It just means that they're allowed to encroach that. So when they encroach further than that, the setback goes back to the full, you know, 30. So that's why it really is, in this case, an 8.2-foot variance because of those steps.
Answer my question.
We're assuming that the steps encroach a foot, additional foot.
We're assuming the steps encroach an additional 2 feet. They definitely are more than 1 foot.
Okay.
I just can't say specifically if it's 1.5 or 2 feet, so staff's going with the 2 feet just to be safe.
It just looks like two steps, two treads at 12-inch treads probably.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wickers,
I certainly like the way you put it. You put it, and that's the first time I've heard that. When you said the previous owner opened the permit, there's no closure, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. That brought that to my attention. I said, you know, he's absolutely right. That would be the question I was asking you to ask you if you received a certificate of compliance, and that was would be your response. To how about the two-story frame building? I got lost there somewhere along the line. That was there a CC issue for that?
Yes, I got planning and zoning compliance right around the same time. It was just a few months after the permit was issued.
1983.
Yeah.
1982?
1983, March of 1983.
Okay, all right. And you feel that the deck was included in that, is that correct? There wasn't another permit for an accessory structure on that?
That's correct, yes.
So that was
there is no other permit other than the shed and the dwelling, and so I assume that that deck was done with the dwelling.
Okay. And to move that shed, you're saying it's on a permanent foundation, is that correct?
It is on block. I don't know how permanent it is. I would be a little worried at the age of it. I don't know what it's like to move an old shed. It has been re-sided, and so I don't know that Mr. Hurd knows the structural foundation of it. You know how strong it would be. But it could not go, in looking at that survey, it could not go straight back, not only because of the fence, but because of a hedgerow that actually belongs to the owner of lot 14. Is pretty thick, and it protects his hot tub. So Mr. Hurd isn't real excited about cutting that down. And then so you'd have to swing it around to the other side, and I honestly don't know how practical it would be to go around the other side, also because it's just so narrow to try to squeeze nearly 8.5 foot wide shed around in through that 10 feet. I think it would be quite a task. But to answer the question, I'm not entirely sure if it's on foundation or if it just got placed on cinders.
But it is an old shed.
Yes, early 1983.
All right, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
All right, thank you. Any further questions? Sure.
Yeah, looking at this, I just want to make sure I got this right. It looks to me like there's a distance from the edge of your property line to William F. Street. Is that correct, Mr. Hurd?
Yes.
Okay. How far is it there from the edge of your property to that?
It's the whole neighborhood is required car parking. So it's the width of a car.
Okay. All right, so your front yard from a edge of the street kind of looks bigger than 30 feet.
It looks a little bigger than it actually is.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, regarding the distance from the property line to the street, you previously testified approximately 15 feet. Is that correct?
I was just trying to scale it off of the survey. It looks wider than the width of the deck. Okay. But yeah, the surveyor made no notation.
Thank you.
I believe Mr. Meredith said it was 10 or 11 feet.
Yeah, again,
but it honestly looks larger than that based on the survey.
So the adjustment still is 8.2?
Correct.
Okay.
And a 3.4 foot variance for the side, for the shed.
Chair will entertain a motion if you're ready. Okay, could be a last call and we'll put it on the table.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,708. The uniqueness of the property, it certainly has been described by the applicant. It is a 50-foot lot by 100-foot deep. That's a small lot. The shed, of course, has been there for quite a few years and is, an old shed, old shed. So the uniqueness of the property, I addressed as 50 by 100, and that makes it unique. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's been in 1983, I believe it was, had a certificate of compliance issued to it. Is that correct?
1982 for the dwelling.
For the dwelling. All right.
No, I'm wrong. Permit issued 1982. Compliance 1983.
Okay. The The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's been testimony to that, that's the neighborhood. Also, the requested variance is minimum that would afford relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,708. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,708 is approved.
Great, thank you.
Yes, sir.